This is the Live It Well podcast. Hey friends, for this episode, it's not a recent audio clip, but I thought this audio clip from a video I made years and years ago was really, really relevant. So a couple weeks ago, the US Open finished, and right now we're at the French Open, if you're a tennis fan. The French Open is supposed to be back in May, but with the pandemic, they postponed it to now. And I've been a longtime fan of Britain's Andy Murray. He's been called one of the big four, kind of on the outside. He only has three Grand Slams when the other three guys have double-digit Grand Slams. But he's a guy who I've always admired and respected for the way he's approached the game, the way he's approached his life, the choices he's made. And he actually had a hip replacement surgery in mid-2019, I feel like, was right. And everyone, including himself, really kind of thought that was the end of his career. And he's since come back, and he's competing at a moderately high level. He's going to be back in the top 100 here pretty quick. He may never win another Grand Slam, but he was giving an interview after the U.S. Open. He lost in the second round this year. But he's giving an interview, and they're asking about, you know, what are kind of your expectations? And his answer was so on point. It was basically saying, I'm not even supposed to be here. So the fact that I'm here, I'm just going to enjoy it. Whatever happens, happens. I'm going to work really hard. I'm going to take whatever my body is willing to keep giving me at this point in my life. But there's four lessons that I've always kind of taken from Andy, and so that's the clip that you're going to hear right after this. But you know, he's a guy who has taken the talent that he has, the passion he has, and done really well in the game, and done more in the world around him, and that's what I appreciate so much about him. So we will be back next week with a live, quote, live episode, but hope you're all doing well, and we will chat again soon. Now, I've long been a fan of Andy Murray, the Scot/Brit who has a different personality. There are days on the court where he seems like he's got it all together, and days on the court where he's just imploding and breaking rackets. Hasn't done that for a while. But there's always just been something about him that I have found entertaining, interesting, and always believed in my heart of hearts that he had the ability, the talent, to become a Grand Slam champion. Well, to end the summer, he won the U.S. Open. He won the Olympic gold medal, and very few people can say that they have won a gold medal. In fact, Roger Federer has never won a singles Olympic gold medal. And Andy Murray is the first man to win the gold medal and go on to win the U.S. Open in the same year. So I got to thinking about what have we learned from Andy Murray from his summer. And I came up with four things. The first thing is that sometimes you have to cry. When he stood at the grass of Wimbledon after losing to Roger Federer in four sets in front of his home crowd, he cried. And sometimes you just have to cry to let it out, to wear your emotions on your sleeve, to wear your heart on your sleeve, and be who you are. And then, number two, to reach the top, sometimes you have to touch the bottom. And after that loss at Wimbledon, he went back to the famed All England Club a couple days later, went to center court, and cried again. That was his bottom. And he admitted after winning the U.S. Open that he, for the first time, actually thought that maybe he wouldn't win a Grand Slam. He allowed that thought to creep into his head. Third lesson is that one victory, one positive thing can make all the difference. Winning that gold medal, you could see it when he jumped in the air after hugging his mom and his girlfriend, what that meant to him, the weight that had been taken off his shoulders. And when he went to New York, you saw how important that one win was. And the fourth thing, and this is very cliche, but I like to use it, especially in moments like this, adversity reveals character. In a match against Marin Cilic, he lost the first set, was down 1-5 in the second set. I believe this was the third or fourth round, and he came back and won. In the semifinal, he lost the first set to Tomas Berdych and came back to win. In the final, he won the first two sets and lost the next two sets, but came back and won. Adversity revealed his character. And for the first time in 77 years, Great Britain has a men's singles champion. I hope you take some thought from this. It's okay to cry. To reach the top, you have to touch the bottom. One positive day can make all the difference. And adversity reveals character. Congratulations, Andy Murray, and good luck as you chase after your dreams and your passions.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Live It Well podcast. As always, I'm your host, Richard Dedor. If you loved this, maybe kind of liked it, please do give us a rating wherever you're listening. 4-star, 5-star. It helps other people find this. Or you can just share it with your friends. We are on the 4th season, and so we've done a bunch of great stories. Please do go take some time and check them out. It's great for road trips, long times on the beach, or just when you need a break from everyday life. Because, quite frankly, we need to live it well, and that's what the show is all about. The show can be found online at Live It Well Podcast on Instagram, and I'm your host, Richard Dedor, and I can be found also on Instagram by that name, Richard Dedor, on Twitter, at Richard Dedor, or on Facebook, richard.m.dedor, because why have everything be the same? If you're looking for a speaker for your next event, please check out my website, richarddedor.com. I have a bunch of different workshops, keynote speeches on a bunch of different topics. Would love to chat about what you're looking to do for your next event. Our music credits go to J-Man from Our Music Box and Raphael Crux from Ukulele Fun. Again, thank you so much for listening. It is my pleasure to bring these shows to you. As always, my recommendation for you is to live it well.